Son also in the New Testament, the son can also be translated as descendants of some of certain people.
好，那这个在最后一天，就在这个晚上呢，这个巴比伦城呢是被围困了的。
And on this day, the city of Babylon was being surrounded.
这个古列王就是波斯王啊，把这个城围起来了。
The king of Persia, King Cyrus, surrounded the whole city.
伯沙撒认为啊，这个城坚固无比，是谁也不能攻破的。就算被围困三十年。他也可以维持下去。
Belshazzar at the time thought that the city has such a stronghold that no one can penetrate. Even they surround the city for 30 years, we could take it.
就在这天晚上，他召集了1000个大臣来摆宴席，来吃喝。
And on this night, he invited 1,000 nobles and royalties to come and enjoy and to join his party.
从孙子兵法来讲啊，我想。孙子兵法说了一个十则围之，又你有十倍的军力，你就围困这个城。
And the art of war by 孙子 okay, it talk about if you have 10 times the military force, you surround the city.
所以说，这个伯沙撒真的是很自傲啊，他就觉得这么多军队在他来说没有什么了不起的。
And he's so arrogant, he just says, "I don't care how many people you have, you know, my city is so strong, can hold up to it."
这个就是那个时间的时代啊。OK， 好，那么就是亚伯沙撒王为他1000大臣摆设筵席，与这1000人对面饮酒。
In Daniel 5:15, the king Belshazzar gave a great banquet for thousands of his nobles and drank wines with them.
伯沙撒欢迎之间呢，就吩咐人将他祖父。尼布甲列撒王从耶路撒冷所越过的金银器皿来，王与大臣、皇后、嫔妃好用这器皿饮酒。
And when he, while Belshazzar was drinking his wine, he gave orders to bring in the gold and silver goblets that Nebuchadnezzar, his father or grandfather, has taken from the temple in Jerusalem, so the king and his nobles and his wife can enjoy it.
你知道吗？这些器皿是分别为圣的，是在圣殿里拿来。敬拜神用的。
And all these goblets and all these vessels has been sanctified by the Lord to only use in the temple.
所以说伯沙撒王啊是自以为是。
He just think that he can do anything.
所以说呢，他就吩咐把这些酒杯把这些器皿拿过来。
And he ordered that all these vessels be brought to the banquet.
然后呢，我就想，这个有这么多器皿吗？
And I say, is there so many pieces of this goblet or vessels being brought from Jerusalem to Babylon?
我记得我几年前读经的时候，我就想有没有那么多酒杯啊
？And a few years back, I just thought that is there so many pieces of vessels?
所以说呢，列王记没有记载，历代志也没记载，
and,
但是呢，在以斯拉记就找到了。
In Kings and Chronicles did not record how many pieces, but in Ezra it does record the number.
在以斯拉记第一章第七节这样讲的
Ezra chapter 1 verse 7 is recorded like this
古列王将耶和华殿的器皿拿出来这器皿是尼布甲尼撒从耶路撒冷越来的放在自己神的庙中
King Cyrus brought out the articles belonging to the temple of the Lord which Nebuchadnezzar has carried away from Jerusalem as a place in the temple of his God
器皿的数目记在下面
and this was inventory
5400件
There were 5400 articles of gold and silver.
所以说啊，它可以足够5400人用啊。
And it's enough for even 5400 people.
哎，古代啊，他们喝酒是喝得很很高的啊。
And in the old days, you know that when they drink, they really drink hard.
啊，我们在这儿就是星期五晚上呢，这个大学城呢就开始有很多。很多那个派对啊
and on Friday night in this college town, there are a lot of parties.
你可以看到街上很多大学生走过去走过来的啊，然后很高兴的样子。
You see a lot of people walking along the street, and they seem to be very happy.
多半他们都要去喝酒的。
And the majority of them might just went to the bar.
但是和古代的人比起来，简直是小巫见大巫啊。
But compared to those old days, you know, this is nothing.
好，我们看看这个《以斯帖记》怎么记载的。
How Israel Esther recorded this kind of banquet.
以斯帖记第一章第二节这样讲的。
Esther chapter 1 verse 12, verse 2.
或者是我把要点讲出来，就说亚哈水鲁王在苏珊城的宫殿登基。
And Esther, King Cesar was the start his reign in the city of Susa.
在位第三年呢，为他的一切首领臣仆摆设筵席，180日。
And the third day, third year of his reign, he get to give banquet for all his nobles and officials for a full 180 days.
这个大学生就是星期五晚上缓一下。
And the students here just have fun, you know, just for one day, Friday night.
可能星期六也高兴一下吧。
Or maybe Saturday too, you know.
可能星期天也高兴一下吧。
May even be Sunday.
但是星期一肯定要上课了。
Monday they have to go to class.
马丁路德金那个星期一呢还可以再缓宽一下。
Martin Luther King, Monday, you know, the holiday, you still can maybe go on, you know, your drinking party.
但是星期二必须要回去上课的。
Tuesday, you have to go back.
这是180天。
But this banquet was being held for 180 days.
然后呢日子满了啊，第五节就讲。又在住的大这个苏珊城里面，这个大小民众啊又摆设筵席喝酒七日啊。
When these days were over, the king gave a banquet lasting 7 days in the enclosed gardens of the king's palace.
用金器皿四酒，器皿各有不同。这个御酒甚多，足显王的厚意。
Wine was served in goblets of gold, each one different from the other, and the royal wine was abundant in keeping with the king's liberality.
So, 我去这个史蒂夫家去做客的话。
And by the time I went to Steve's house,
然后他请我们喝水。
Did I serve you?
Yeah, water.
He just served me water.
啊，然后每个杯子都是一样的。
Every cup is the same.
但是王的这个杯子都是不一样的。
But the cups used by the kings are different.
哇，这是我可不能想象。
I cannot hardly imagine.
1,000 people有1,000个不同的杯子。
And 1,000 cups, different kinds of cups, goblets for 1,000 people.
它的奢华程度你可想而知。
How extravagant it is, you can imagine.
然后呢，八节讲，喝酒有烈，让个人随各随己意。
And there's a rule that you cannot force the drinks on other people.
哦，这个是太厉害了。
And this is really something really extraordinary.
然后呢，他们就。这个但以理回到但以理书五章四节，他说他们饮酒赞美金银铜铁木石所造的神。
And back to Daniel chapter 4 verse 5, chapter 5 verse 4, as they drank the wine, they praised the gods of gold and silver, of bronze, iron, wood and stone.
他们本来不该用圣殿的器皿来喝酒的。
They should not use the goblets which was set aside, sanctified for the temple.
但是他们还往前走了一步。
And they even do more than, you know, they should not do.
他们去赞美假神。
They just praise the idols.
十诫里面说了的，不能拜偶像。
In the Ten Commandments talk about do not worship idols.
所以说这里面犯了两个错误。
They committed two mistakes.
用了不该用的器皿。
They used some goblets, some vessels they should not use.
然后拜了假神。
And they also worship, praise their gods.
你知道吗？人一喝酒喝多了，是什么事情都可能做的。
And when you get drunk, you do everything unimaginable.
好，这个箴言里面23:31-32这样描述了喝酒的人。
And in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 31 and 32 describe those who get drunk.
酒发红，在杯中闪耀。
Do not look on the wine when it's red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly.
哦哟，这你看看，这很漂亮。然后呢，你眼中必看见异怪的事，你心必发出乖谬的话。
And then your eyes will see strange things, and your mind will utter perverse things.
你必像躺在海中，或像卧在桅杆上。
And you like one who lies down in the middle of the sea, and like one who lies down on the top of a mast.
就这样的。
And you're just kind of swaying back and sideways, back and forth.
然后呢，你必说人打我，我却未受伤；人鞭打我，我不觉得。
And you say, oh, they beat me, but I did not know, and I cannot feel it.
对啊，你痛了，他不知道，因为喝酒喝醉了嘛。
Because you're drunk, so you don't feel anything physically.
我几时清醒，我仍去寻酒。
When shall I wake? I will seek another drink.
这个就是把这个喝醉酒的人描写的非常透彻，我认为。
And it's a really utmost description of a drunk.
我相信这个王伯沙撒王和他的这个一千个大臣啊，都在那里都在摇了。
And I thought that the 100 noble, 1,000 nobles of Belshazzar, they all get drunk at that time.
哦，好，突然呢，有人呢，就有个手指头就出现了。
Suddenly there's a finger, a hand, appear on the wall.
只是手和指头啊，没有身体啊。
And just the hand and the fingers.
如果你看见一个手就在那写字，在墙上写字。肯定你会害怕的。
And if you only see the fingers writing on the wall, you surely definitely will be scared.
你们，我们马上就看这些人的这个反应是什么样子了。
And see the response of these people, you know, and her in the banquet.
就脸变了色，心意惊慌，骨腰骨好像脱了节，双膝彼此相碰。
And his the king Belshazzar, his face turned pale, and he was so frightened that his knees were knocked together, and his legs gave way.
I'd like you to pray, interpret this.
You want me to interpret this?
Yeah.
I cannot do what you do.
Okay. 所以说他们的骨，这个腰骨啊，好像脱了节，就是人都散掉了。
It seems like their knees are knocked together and then their legs gave way. It seems like they are kind of falling apart. The whole body is falling apart.
然后呢，他就说把这些聪明的人都给我叫过来。
And then the king ordered all the enchanters, astrologers, and all the smart people in the kingdom. They brought them here.
给我讲解一下。
And let them explain to me.
讲解出来以后呢，我要给他这样的奖赏。
And whoever can interpret this, I'll give him this reward.
身穿紫袍。
And we're clothed in purple.
这个是富贵的显示。
And this is what something royal.
然后项带金链。
And then you have a golden chain placed around his neck.
这也是富贵的表现。
And this also shows that you are rich.
然后呢，在我国中间就名列第三。
And we'll make him the third highest ruler in the kingdom.
我相信就是国王和王后，然后完了就是他了。
And we'll be the king and the queen, and then afterwards, and then that followed by whoever this person is.
然后这些聪明人呢都过来了。
And all these wise men, they came.
读不懂
and they could not interpret the writing.
所以说读不出来当然就讲解不出来了。
So of course they couldn't understand, so they cannot explain to the king what's happening here.
哎呀，伯沙撒王就很害怕，脸色就变了啊。
And his face, and Belshazzar, his face just fade.
本来就是白的了，那就更白了。
It's getting whiter, getting paler.
你看这边写的又变了，就是说变得更糟糕了。
And he's getting worse and worse. He's getting more and more scared.
哎呀，他的大臣也很惊讶，很惊奇。
All the nobles, theirs were really surprised.
然后呢，太后进来了。
And then the king, the queen came in.
太后说的，你父就是你祖父在世的时候啊，有一个人，他很聪明，心中有圣灵。
And when your father was king, you know, there's he has a man in the kingdom who has the spirit of God in him.
哎呀，他呢就是你父尼布甲尼撒王立位这个领袖的一个人。
And he's the leader of the enchanters, you know, during your grandfather's time.
这个是我跳过啊，就随意解一下就是啊。所以说呢，他可以解梦，可以释谜语，他可以。把你想不到的东西全部解出来。
He can interpret dreams and explain riddles and solve difficult problems.
所以说呢，尼布甲尼撒王叫他伯尼莎莎，伯提莎莎。
He was being renamed as Belshazzar, you know, during Nebuchadnezzar's time.
把他叫过来，他肯定能解的。
And the queen suggested just call him over. He can explain it to you.
所以说这个解啊是非常重要的。
So the explanation is important.
我突然想到一个故事。
I think about a story.
二次世界大战的时候。
A Second World War.
然后这个日本有个将军，山本五十六，我不知道，我突然想到了。哦哦，对不起啊。
And there's a Japanese general.
啊，他要去视察工作。
And she wanted to investigate the situation there.
日本军队 就发了密码给到哪个地方去视察。
They sent a secret code, you know, secret code, and so they know that which area they want to he wanted to go.
美军破解了。
But the American armies, they decoded the message.
所以说，当他飞过来的时候，已经准备好了。And
by the time they were ready for him.
然后一个就把他打下来了。
And they shut down and they shut down his pants.
所以说破解是非常重要的。
So decoding is important.
好，我们看看这个丹以理能不能破啊？
And so we see whether Daniel can explain the writing.
然后呢，丹以理呢就被领到这个王的面前。
And Daniel was being led to the king.
然后呢，我不多讲了，我就跳过去。I'll just
skip this.
但你这个王就说，听说你善于讲解解决迷惑。I
heard about that you are very good at explaining dreams.
好，我把它跳过去啊。好，现在你若能把这个讲解告诉我，我你就必身穿紫袍，项带金链，位列第三。If
you can explain this to me, you'll be clothed in purple and have a golden chain and around your neck, and you'll be made the third highest ruler in this kingdom.
哎，但以理怎么回答的呢？
But how did Daniel answer the king?
你的赠品可以归你自己。You
might keep your gifts for yourselves.
或者你的赠品可以奖赏可以给别人。And
you can give it to someone else.
但是我要为你解这个谜。But
I'll read the writing for you.
哇，他的态度非常好。He's
really got a good attitude.
我觉得他是威武不屈也，富贵不淫。He's
not intimidated by force or wealth, and he's not subdued by immorality when he's rich.
他的态度和那个假先知巴兰的态度完全不一样。It's
almost the total opposite to the false prophet Balaam.
他就接着就说了。And
he just explained the message.
他说王啊，至高的神将这个荣耀、威严等等赐给你父，弥补假尼撒。O
king, the Most High God gave your father Nebuchadnezzar sovereignty and greatness and glory and splendor.
他有无限的权利。He
has all the high positions, all the 40.
我就跳过去了。用现在的话说，
use the modern language.
尼布甲尼撒王是牛的不能再牛了。He
is just very
牛
impressive in the sense that he has all the ultimate, has all the authority, whatever he can do whatever he wants to do.
啊，好，所以说呢，二十节呢，哦，对不起啊，二十节了，他就说，心高气傲，灵也刚固，甚至行事狂散。But
when his heart, that's Nebuchadnezzar, his heart became arrogant and hardened with pride, he was deposed from the royal throne and stripped of his glory.
然后你看二十一节，And
then you say verse 21.
他就被赶出世人。 离开世人，他的心变成兽心，与野驴同居，吃草如牛，身被天怒地势知道，等到他知道至高的神在人中掌权，凭自己的旨意立人治国。He
was driven away from people and given the mind of an animal. He lived with the wild donkeys and he ate grass like cattle. And his body was strange with the dew of heaven. And he acknowledged that the Most High God is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and sets them over anyone he wishes.
哇，还是这个样子的。Well,
this is an imagine.
啊，这个是我看啊，就是说，你看他头发很长，也不穿衣服，就像野兽一样了。It's
just like an animal, you know.
然后，但也得这样说的。But
then Daniel sends that to King Belshazzar.
伯沙沙，你是他的孙子。 你虽然知道这一切，你仍然不自卑。But
you, his son or grandson, O Belshazzar, have not humbled yourself, though you knew all this.
你竟然向天上的神至高啊！Instead,
you have set yourself up against the law of heaven.
使人将他殿中的器皿拿到你面前，来用这个器皿饮酒。You
had the goblet from his temple brought to you, and then you and your nobles drink from it.
第一个错误啊，用饮酒。你又赞美那不能看、不能听、无知识、金银铜铁、木石所造的神。And
then you praise the gods of silver and gold, bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which cannot see or hear or understand.
哇，两个错误他都犯了。
There are two mistakes he made.
这个叫明知故犯啊。
This is intentional sin against God.
因为他爷爷犯的，他应该很清楚啊。
Because his grandfather committed the same sin, and he should have known it already.
然后我们再看另外一个故事。
And then we saw another event recording in the Bible.
这个故事大概是在摩沙拉王之前的100年前左右。
It is about 100 years before King Belshazzar.
这个地方呢有一个啊、有个地方就是叫尼尼微城。
And that's a city called Nineveh.
啊，巴比伦城呢就在这边的。
And that's the Babylon, the city of Babylon.
这个故事记载在约拿书里面，就是一共就有四章。
And this event it was recorded in the book of Jonah.
然后呢，这个三章啊，我往下走啊，三章六节就这样讲的。这个约拿，约拿他就去传福音了。
Jonah wanted the people in the city of Nineveh.
然后呢，他就说啊，这信息就是再等四十日啊，尼尼微必完蛋了，传到尼尼微王的耳中，他就下了宝座，脱下朝服，披上麻布，坐在灰中。我一直把它读完，却他骗告尼尼微通臣说，人要切切求告神，个人离开所行的恶道，丢弃手中的强暴，使我们不致灭亡。
So、he warned the city, Jonah warned the city that in 40 days this city will be destroyed. So after the king got the news, which the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, take off his royal robes, cover himself with sackcloth, and sat down in the dust. Then he issued a proclamation in Nineveh.That everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and the violence, so that we will not perish.
神保守了尼尼微所有的人。
God, you know, safeguard all the people in the city of Nineveh.
同样是王，这个王怎么做的呢？
Both a king, but how did this king respond to God's warning?
我总结四点。
I just summarize in 4 points.
下了宝座。
He rose from his throne.
宝座不是他的了，他下来了。
So he got up from it.
脱下朝服。
He took away his royal robe.
不是穿紫色袍子了啊。
He's not dressed in purple anymore.
披上麻衣，坐在灰中。
And covered himself in sackcloth and sat down in the ash.
很悲痛。
This means he's mourning.
离开所行的道，丢弃手中的强暴。
Give up their evil ways and their violence.
所以说悔改才是唯一的出路。
Repent is the only way to go.
我觉得伯沙沙王肯定是听到过这个故事的。
I'm sure that Belshazzar has heard this story.
所以说一个只有他父亲尼布甲尼撒王的势力，还有一个尼尼微的势力，他都没有听从，都没有吸取教训。
But even though he heard about the king of Nineveh and about his grandfather King Nebuchadnezzar,But he did not listen to the history.
好，但以理就是这样说的。因此，从神那里显出指头来写这文字。
Therefore, he sent the hand that wrote the inscription.
所写的文字是迷你命令提克勒乌法尔辛。
This is an inscription that was written. I don't know where I read right, okay? Many, Tekel, Ricky, you help me in read these things, okay?
please.
Okay, you guys see the words, okay?
好，我是找了两个图，一个是应该说是亚兰文吧，啊，然后这个是英文的解释了。
Maybe this is in Aramaic, and then one of them is in English inscript.
所以说这三行呢都是这个度量单位。
All of them are measuring units.
啊，迷离呢也是一个单位，这个 tekel 也是个单位，这个乌法尔辛也是个单位。
All these three terms, the mini, the tekel, and the euphasen, whatever. All these are measuring units.
Euphasen 就是这个意思，就是一个钱掰成两半了，一个两个，就叫 Euphasen。
Okay, by the time you break the king, the piece of what's called
money,
one, the money or whatever,、
yeah.
you break it up into two. That's what it means.
好，然后呢，他就解释了。
And then Daniel start to explain the message.
这个迷离呢，就是说神数算你的日子已经到了。
God has numbered your days。
第二个呢，提克色呢，就是说你放在天平，你放在秤里面啊，你亏欠了。
And you have been weighed on the scales and find you have deficit。
比勒斯也就是乌法尔星啊，就是说你的国分开了，必被马代波斯取代。
And your sin means that your country, your kingdom is going to be divided and given to the Medes and the Persians.
啊，好，我看再来了啊。伯沙他就下令呢，就把这个我这样啊，把给紫袍给但以理穿上了，金链给他戴上了，又传令在国中名列第三。
And then Belshazzar commanded Daniel was clothed in purple and then have a golden chain and then has his being proclaimed he was the third highest ruler in the kingdom.
我相信但以理不想要那个东西，但是王的命令叫他穿上，他没有办法。
I didn't think Daniel want to accept this reward willingly, you know, but yet that's the king's command anyway.
好，我看看啊，这时候又跳了。好，第一，好，当夜，加勒底的王伯沙沙被杀。
The very night, King Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylonians, was slain.
哎，为什么他会被杀啊
？Why did he get killed that night?
因为神有计划。
Because that is in God's plan.
这个来围控他的，我刚才说了，他这个王叫普鲁斯王，或者叫古列王啊，有两种翻译都有。
And then the king who's surrounding the city was King Cyrus of Persia.
他呢，把河这个幼发拉底河呢改了道。
He changed the course of the Euphrates, which is the supply of water to the moat of the Babylon city.
所以说那个河水就浅了，然后啊。
The moat gradually dry up.
然后呢，我看看啊，就啊干枯了，我再要看哈。然后呢，他们来到的时候呢，看见那个城门呐、啊，不是城门哦，护城河有小门的啊，小门没关。
And there's around close to the moat, there's a small gate. They found that gate was not even locked up.
然后呢，就从这个门里面进去了。
And so they just enter through the door.
然后一直打到城中间。
And they just
我杀他杀掉。
And they just enter the city with no resistance at all, and they kill Belshazzar there.
历史上是这样记载的。
And this is recorded in history.
所以古列王是很惊讶，他怎么就打了胜仗
？And the king Cyrus says, "How did they win the How did they win the battle?"
后来这个。犹太人就把圣经拿给他看
，and the Jews show him the Bible.
古列王的名字就在上面。
The King Cyrus' name was on the Bible in the prophecy.
神这样说的。
And God said like this.
他说古列王是我的牧人。
And says Cyrus was my shepherd.
所以说他用这个古列王来完成他的旨意。
He used King Cyrus.To finish the accomplish his will.
你看啊，这个古列王的名字是神给他取的。
And King Cyrus was name was given by God.
150年前就取好了。
That was happened 150 years ago.
还要把河水枯干也说好了。
And also talk about the drying up of the riverbed.
这是以赛亚书里面讲的。
It's all predicted in the book of Isaiah.
然后呢，城门没有关闭。这个以赛亚书也说好了。
And the gate were not closed. This also being prophesied in the book of Isaiah.
然后呢，没有人组织抵抗，也说好了。
And then they went through and met no resistance. This all being prophesied in the book of Isaiah.
神掌权。
God is in charge.
好，最后这个最后一节。马代人大力乌年十二岁起了加利利国。
And Darius the Medes took over the kingdom at the age of 62.
好，所以说这个国就啊 巴比伦国就灭亡了。
So the Babylon, the king of Babylon is gone.
对不起啊。耶稣说过一句话。
Jesus made one statement.
神对这个财主或者对无知的人这样说。无知的人啊，经验必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要给谁呢？
God said to this, Jesus talked about a parable on a rich man. He said, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you.
今夜就要你的灵魂。
And your life will be taken from you, then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?
我觉得但以理第五章是对耶稣这句话的最好的注解。
And I think Daniel chapter 5 is the best expository exposition of this verse.
好，我记得这个时候我就想到这个神掌管一切。
And remember that is give me the idea of God reigns over everything.
所以说不要做愚顽人，自己认为自己可以做命运的主人。
Don't fool yourself that you can be the master of your life.
好，我就想到有在很多年前啊，就是有一个叫提摩太麦克维的一个人，他是赫拉玛城市爆炸案的一个罪犯。
In 1995, there's a bombing of the Oklahoma City, and the criminal and the suspect was Timothy McVeigh. And that incident, it killed 160 people and injured over 680 people.
他死之前呢，他引用了一句话。
He was given a death sentence by injection, and then before he died, he made a statement.
这样，他是这样讲的。
And his statement is,
我是我命运的主人，我是我灵魂的舵手。
I'm the master of my fate, and I'm the captain of my soul.
我觉得有些人可能至死他都觉得自己很了不起。
Some people even on his deathbed, he just think that he is somebody.
但是我觉得作为基督徒，或者至少作为我来说
，at least to Christians, I think at least to myself,
耶稣是我命运的主人，上帝是我灵魂的舵手。
I used to say Jesus is the master of my fate, and the Lord is the captain of my soul.
我们应该怎么做呢
？What should we do？
下了宝座，脱下朝服，坐在会中，离开所行的道，丢去手中的强暴。
Leave the throne, take off the robes, cover ourselves with sackcloth, and then stop doing those evil ways.
所以说，我们的教训是什么呢
？So what's our lessons？
不要骄傲，不要亵渎神，不要拜偶像，不要不听历史教训，不要醉酒。
Don't be arrogant.Don't mock God, don't blaspheme, don't worship idols, and learning, and don't reject lessons from histories.
要敬拜神。
And you have to worship God and God alone.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray. Let's pray. 就是我们这里给我们能够看到，我们很多时候都看不到你的旨意，可是我们知道你坐着为王，叫我们能够在凡事上都能够谦卑我们自己，在主你面前敬拜仰望。当我们知道我们犯错的时候，我们能够愿意的在主你面前悔改，直到真的是要看到主里这荣耀的彰显，也叫我们能够心都常归向你，有个谦卑的心服在你面前。感谢你，因为有一天我们会见你的面，有一天我们会站在你面前，要对我们所做的事情要负这个责任，叫我们能够在主里面前有个无愧的良心过每一天的日子。奉主耶稣圣名祈求，
阿门，阿门。